Hi, this is Father Eric Arnold. Welcome to Enkindle, Family Scripture Reflections. Today we are reflecting on the readings for Sunday, February 26th, 2023, the first Sunday of Lent. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for this season of Lent. Thank you for your 40 days in the desert, when you showed us that victory is possible over the temptations we face. Thank you for teaching us that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Open our hearts as we listen to your word, and feed us with the truth that comes from you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're at the very first Sunday of Lent, and each year the church gives us the temptation of Jesus in the desert as the gospel reading for this Sunday. It starts Lent every single year. So there's something really important about this. As we begin these 40 days of Lent, and we want to grow in love of God and our neighbor, the church is reminding us that we need to be ready for some spiritual battle. The church is basically saying, look, if Jesus faced this during his own 40 days in the desert, then we need to be ready for it too during these 40 days of Lent. And the first reading reminds us of this too, the temptation of Adam and Eve. When we talk about a spiritual battle, what does it look like? Well, look at the readings today, and you'll see that it's not like a traditional battle between two armies like you might think of from medieval times with knights and horses and swords. And it's not like a battle with lightsabers or anything like that. The enemy, the devil or Satan, is present in the first reading and the gospel. He's the one that we are battling. And the weapon he uses is his words. Not just any words, but false words, lies. Jesus said of Satan, he does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks in character because he is a liar and the father of lies. That's from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 44. So what does he lie about? This is really important. He lies about God, and he lies about you and me. More specifically, he lies about the identity of God the Father and our identity as his adopted sons and daughters. In the first reading today from the book of Genesis, he lies when he tells Eve, "You certainly will not die." No, God knows well that the moment you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil. What's the lie here? It's not just that she won't die. The bigger lie is that God the Father doesn't want her to eat the fruit because it will make her like God, and God doesn't want that. So the lie is, God isn't good. He's holding back on you because he's selfish and doesn't want you to share in his life. He doesn't want any competition. That's the lie. But he's also lying about who Adam and Eve are. He tells them that they can live without God, that they can choose their own way. They can be independent of God and have a better life. But that's a lie. We weren't made to be separated from God. We can't live without him. Sin, choosing to live apart from God, only leads to death. So this is the way the enemy wages his battle. He speaks lies, hoping to convince us that God isn't a good father and that we can live apart from God, or that God isn't interested in us, or that God won't take good care of us. There are so many lies he tells us, but all of them twist the truth of who God is and the truth of who we are. We see this in the gospel today too. Jesus is tempted to change stones into bread because maybe your father isn't going to take care of you, so you need to provide your own bread. And if you really believe the Father will take care of you, then throw yourself down from the temple. be the son who puts the father to the test. The devil says, and why even bother about the father? If you worship me, then I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world without the father. All of the lies of the devil twist the truth of who God is and the truth of who we are. I want you to really think about that. We need to know that the devil attacks the identity of God and our own identity. When we know that, then we can be on the lookout for it. So, for example, say you've got some big test or project in school and you're having a hard time with it. You ask God for help, but then you hear this little voice say, you probably can't trust God. He's not interested in small things like this. You're on your own and you need that good grade, so you better come up with your own plan. You could always copy someone else's work or find someone else to do the work for you. Those are the kinds of things we might hear, but if you know how the enemy works, then you'll catch the temptation when you hear the voice say, you probably can't trust God. You know that's not true. You know he's a good father. It's the enemy who tells us he isn't good. And you'll catch the temptation when you hear the voice say, you're on your own. You need to come up with your own plan. You're not on your own. You are a son or a daughter of God. You belong to him. He won't let you down. Remember that in this battle, God is always stronger. We don't have to be afraid at all. We have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And we have the truth that comes from God in Scripture and in the living tradition held onto by the church. So don't be afraid. Be on the lookout for the lies of the enemy. And when you hear things that tell you that God isn't a good father, that he won't take care of you, that he's going to leave you on your own, that he won't forgive you, that he didn't make you with a plan or a purpose, know all of those kinds of things are lies about the identity of the father. And when you hear things in your heart or mind that tell you that you are not lovable or that you are not truly good deep in your heart, when you hear voices that tell you that you're not here with a great plan or purpose, or that you're just all on your own, or that you can't be forgiven, or that you've just been abandoned by God and that no one really cares about you, know that those things are lies from the enemy. So as we begin Lent, let's ask the Lord to help us catch the lies of the enemy so that nothing will keep us from growing closer to God this Lent. Let's also ask the Lord to keep us connected with the truth in Scripture. Jesus tells us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So let me end with a beautiful passage from the prophet Isaiah that speaks the truth of who the Lord is and the truth of who we are. This is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. Let's pray through this as we end this reflection and let the truth of who God is and the truth of who we are soak into our hearts as we begin this season of Lent. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, Jacob, and formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through waters, I will be with you. Through rivers, you shall not be swept away. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor will flames consume you. For I, the Lord, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, and nations in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. Bring back my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, all who are called by my name. I created for my glory. I formed them. I made them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.